Bloomington mayoral candidate Jackie Gunderson is fresh from a campaign for McLean County Board. Gunderson ran on a platform of inclusivity and giving everyone a seat at the table. The message is carrying over to her pursuit of the mayor's office. Dana Vollmer talked to Gunderson about why now seems like the right time to run.
It was definitely not in my original plan, but as my bid for county board wrapped up, I was super proud of the race that we ran, and I was ready to get some rest. But I was watching at the time, only one person had submitted their packet to run. And so just before that, I had made the decision that I wasn't seeing anyone running that looked like me and lived like me. And I just thought maybe this is a time to harness the momentum I have from the race that I just wrapped up and put my energy towards running this race.
What would your priorities be for helping get Bloomington on the right track or continuing its trajectory?
So my priorities, what I'm focused on is our community. I have a vision and I have empathy for my neighbors, and I want to see a mayor that looks and lives like me, like I said. And so obviously community is my number one focus. That's no different from the previous race that I was running. I have been so blessed by this community, and I want to be able to turn those blessings into real change for our community and bless those around me as well.
What do you think should be some priorities for kind of revitalizing downtown and keeping those businesses healthy?
I love downtown. We are big downtown Bloomington supporters. We frequent many businesses down there, and I think the revitalization that has happened down there has been incredible, and I love to see the businesses thrive. And I know that outside of COVID, they have done incredible work downtown. And so I, in all things, want to be an advocate for business owners, not just downtown, but all of the small business owners in Bloomington. Their members are a community. They're our neighbors. And I do believe in economic development that benefits the people that live here, that my actual neighbors. I want to make sure that there's a comprehensive approach as we look at the complex issue of how to help small businesses stay here and plant their roots here and be successful here.
And you mentioned kind of the financial strain that the COVID-19 pandemic has put on businesses. That's obviously something that affects the city as well. How would you kind of address the issues that we're facing and get the city back on a firmer financial footing?
Yeah, and I didn't mention this before, but we're small business owners as well. And so watching this whole pandemic unfold, you know, we're all doing this together for the first time. Nobody has all the answers. And so there have been times where I've thought, oh, ouch, that hurts us, or, oh, that benefits us, certainly throughout this. And I know other business owners have felt both ends of that spectrum along the way. And so I don't have all the answers either. I think this is a really complex issue, and I believe that it takes a comprehensive approach. I think it's going to require a leader that can bring all of the important people to the table so that they can problem solve together.
And so how do you kind of involve residents in the decision-making process for the city, not just on, you know, the COVID funding issue, but on any plethora of issues?
You know, my experience looks different than some of the other candidates, and my background is not just in my professional life, but also in my extracurriculars. I've had a leadership role in several different organizations where coming together is important, and I have the skills and the ability to be able to collaborate with people. And so the first thing is being open to hearing what people have to say and giving people the opportunity to share it, but not just relying on them to reach out to us. We need to be reaching out. We need to be going to those people and offering them the opportunity to share what they believe, and not waiting for them to show up at City Hall or submit a public comment or contact their rep.
Jackie Gunderson is a procurement manager at Illinois State University overseeing capital projects. She also serves as director of the Penguin Project of McLean County. The nonprofit offers performing arts for children and young adults with developmental disabilities. Gunderson will share the April ballot with City Council member Mboka Mwilambwe and entrepreneur Mike Straza. Educator Misty Metros is running as a write-in candidate. Gunderson spoke with Dana Vollmer.